everyone. Unfortunately, Rita's still not well and Sarah's not with us. No. And I haven't seen Sarah Jane in a little while. So we remember them this morning, and I'm sure Bruce will be praying for them. And we think of Jean and Stuart and all those who are watching online this morning. Good morning to you. We have a wonderful message today that Bruce is going to bring to us, and we're bringing through the songs, which is Super Love, which must be all about Jesus, right? Amen. So it was interesting that before I'd looked at what today's theme was, Brian had asked me last Sunday, could we sing Isn't the Love of Jesus Simply Wonderful? So as soon as I sat down and reminded myself of the theme, I thought, aha, yes we can, Brian. So we're singing that, first of all, with the help of the Whitewell Tabernacle in Belfast, in our backing. So, Brian, I hope you're going to sing up, because you know this well. Yeah. Okay, so... Yes, thank you. Oops. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, as always, for bringing us here this morning. And Lord, we're so thankful to be here. And we're always thankful to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we think of all our family not here today. Lord, would you bring healing into their lives that we might once more be back together as one family. So thank you for them. And, oh yeah, Lord, thank you for all those who are watching online this morning. May they be blessed by you as they hear the worship and worship along with us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Savior's love divine, love that roars in conquer hands of glory, just to save a simple soul like mine. Isn't the love of Jesus simply wonderful?
Amen. Isn't it? Isn't the love of Jesus simply wonderful? So, and how wonderful that we can sing about love again. I know this is one of Bruce B's favourites. So we're going to sing Love Divine, or Love's Excelling.
Teaches us how to love the people we know with that kind of love. even loving the people we find difficult to like. We know that this world would be a far happier place if your kind of love, Lord, was at least shown by all believers. So, Lord, help us to love and forgive. And, Lord, we want to love people, we want to forgive them with a sincere heart. And, Lord, that is our prayer. We want you to teach us how to love, truly love, wonderful love, love like your love, Lord. Lord, would you help us to be people of your wonderful and super love? We ask this in the name of our Saviour, Jesus, and we thank you for him and his love. Amen. Lord, we also want to pray for our own folk. We want to pray for those that are not well. We want to pray for those that are listening online. And we want to pray, Lord, for each other. We remember John, and we ask that you would continue to be with him, Lord. Be his friend, we pray. We pray for Jean and for Stuart. We thank you for them, Lord. We thank you for the love that they have had over many years for you. And we pray, Lord, that you would keep them physically strong. We pray for Helen. Lord, it's been so difficult for Helen, but we pray that you would be with her. You would be with her family. You would be with Brian. And Lord, help Helen to know and to receive your love. We pray, Lord, for Sarah. She's not been well, and we pray, Lord, that you would be her healer. We pray for Rita. She's had a long time now with this cold, and we pray, Lord, that it will soon disappear. And we know, Lord, she loves you. We pray that you will help her as she seeks to portray that love. We pray, Lord, for Sarah Jane and ask that you would be with her. We also pray for Jilly, for Richard, for Robert, and ask that you would bless them in their service for you. We pray for Brian. We thank you for him and ask that you would continue to uplift him in his faith. We pray for Graham and for Deborah, and ask that you would be all that they need at this particular time. We pray, Lord, for those online, and ask, Lord, that you would be very close to them and help them in understanding all that you seek to teach us. So, Lord, be with us all. Be with us, each one. Be with our family and our friends. And help us all to learn more about your wonderful love. In Jesus' name we bring our prayers this morning, and may it be for his glory. Amen.
So continuing with our theme of love, we're going to sing, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end." And then as we finish singing that one, which actually we repeat that chorus 3 times and then just repeat the very end. And then we'll go straight into "Let There Be Love Shared Among Us."
Something in the prayer. So, Lord, we want to pray for Bruce and his family. We want, Lord, to thank you for their faith. We want to thank you for Bruce's service to this church. We also want to pray for Eunice and myself. Lord, help us. Give us a stronger faith and a stronger memory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So we'll continue with "Let There Be Love Shared Among Us."
Bible reading this morning comes from 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 to 13. If I speak in tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and have over my body to hardship, that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Thank you, Deborah.
So we're going to sing, God is love, He's the care, tending each everywhere. God is love, all is there. Jesus came to show him that mankind might know him.
Love.
super love. I want to repeat from the reading verses 4-8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. That is indeed, isn't it? Super love. Super love is certainly what we are going to be looking at today. And I'm going to share with you some paraphrases in connection with the verses that I've just quoted. And as I do, I am asking this very seriously. I'm going to mention each one of us. I'm going to replace our name with the word love. And I do not want anyone to be upset about what we say. It's being done so that we are challenged in our mind about how we might be able to improve our love. All right? So there we go. In connection, God's kind of love then was so different, as you know, from other kinds. So different that a new Greek word had to be invented for it. And that word is agape. I'm sure you've heard of that, agape. So here's where we go. The word love will be replaced by people's names. We start with Bruce Barker. He is very patient. Brian anticipates a person's need and meets them. Ginny doesn't mind when someone else has the limelight, responsibilities, popularity and privilege. Graham is not anxious to impress. Richard does not blow his own trumpet. Rita does not insist on her own ways. Deborah keeps no list of faults and failures of others. Sarah has a cloak of silence over what is displeasing to other people. Bruce, never complains. Eunice is too patient with Bruce. So, how can the cross of Jesus and the Holy Spirit help us to be filled with this agape love? You know, we need, I think, to look at all that we know about love. We want to think about the love that we show in our lives. We want to think where that love fails. Perhaps we're too hasty. Perhaps we're too impatient. Oh dear, I don't know. Do we choose who we like and who we don't like? You know, there are so many faults that there can be that show our love is not all that it should be. And I'm not going to go on and on about it. I don't want to do that. But I do feel that we should be challenged. I should be challenged. Because my love is certainly not all that it should be. It's not like what you call super love. Oh no. And I wonder how many of you would join me in that admission. Our love could be stronger than it is. I'm sure it's not like the love of Jesus. His love never fails. And so I'm not going to go on and on about it this morning. I think you know what we're saying. The love of Jesus is super love, yes. And we've got a lot to learn from that. And so, please, be challenged. I need to be challenged. We need to be challenged. We need to be challenged so that we don't throw a cloak over things, try to hide the way we might lack. But let us learn more about the super love of God, and let us do our very best to take it on and to make sure that we love like Jesus loves. Oh, we've got a long journey, I think. But friends, the best way to thank God for his love is surely by seeking to improve the quality of our love. Now, let us pray. Lord Jesus, the picture of love in this passage is a picture of you. We ask you to fill us with a love like that. And we pray that it may be for your glory and your glory alone. Amen. One of my favorites.
Me too. Came out of the Welsh revival, didn't it? It is a beautiful song and so appropriate to sing just before we take communion together as a family. So here is love vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood, when the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood.
Here is love as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood, when the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood. Who is love?
As we come to communion, I want to remind you of those famous words of Jesus, "Do this in remembrance of me." We come to the table. We remember how Jesus faced the cross. He did it because he knew this was what was needed. He was the only one that could bear his sins upon his body. And so he faced the cross with determination. He faced the cross with love. Yes, this is where his love was shown with great extent. And so we're going to do what he said. We're going to first take bread, and we are going to give thanks for it. We're going to break it. Thank you. And what are we told? Take this in remembrance of me. Yes, he gave his body so freely for us. Brian, would you like to take the bread? We know that also Jesus took the cup. He said, "This cup is a memory of all that Jesus did. He died. He shed his blood. Why? For us. The only one without sin. He was the perfect and only way for peace on earth and peace within our bodies. Praise the Lord." So, Jilly, I'm going to ask if you would take around the wine, and we will hold the cup until we're all served so we can serve together. Thank you. Jesus died that we might be forgiven. Jesus died as the perfect sacrifice. Let us drink and be truly thankful. Could you take them round for us? Thank you very much. Let's pray. Oh Jesus, you are the perfect one. We thank you once again for your famous and wonderful love. And we want to try our best. Seek and follow you in all of your ways, for you are so wonderful, and we praise you, and we want to serve you all the days of our life. Amen.
So our last song this morning is Come, Let Us Sing of a Wonderful Love, Tender and True, Out of the Heart of the Father Above, Streaming to Me and to You. Wonderful love dwells in the heart of the Father Above.
Out of the heart of the Father above, streaming.
let us join together. And as we do, can I just don't even do it very often if at all, but to thank Jilly for the way she chooses the songs, because they do fit so well with whatever we're thinking.
Thank you. Holy Spirit.
Right, let us say the grace.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Hallelujah!
There we go.